Okay, to another performer. This is a pianist who's going to be playing some Debussy for us, and that her name is Brenda Miller. She has that wonderful piece by Debussy, L'Île Joyeuse, or The Joyous Isle.
Thank you.
From our studio, we were just hearing the pianist Brenda Miller playing the music of Debussy, L'Île Joyeuse. She was playing. And tonight and tomorrow afternoon, she'll be doing the third movement of the Saint-Saëns Second Piano Concerto. Brenda Miller, okay, you're there. Good. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for that great playing. Do you have really a fun time playing that?
I do. I mean, the title is Island of Joy, and I mean, you can't not feel joy when you're playing it. I feel like it's a very exciting piece, and when you get to that climax at the end, like, you just can't help but smile when you're playing that. I mean, it's incredible. I love it.
Talk about being a kid growing up playing the piano. Did you always have it fun, enjoyable, something that you really love to do?
Mm-hmm, sure. Let's see. I started playing when I was 6. I didn't get into, I felt like when I was 6, it was more of just like a side hobby. And I didn't get into more of like a serious style of playing until I was maybe like 5th grade, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Then I started doing more competitions and things. And at first I was pretty prone to stage fright. To some extent, performing was very terrifying and a little less enjoyable for me. But at some point, I did get over it, and now I love it. I mean, it's a joy to have. It's become something more than just a hobby for me. It's become like a very integral part of my life. So I definitely enjoy that.
Can you say how you got over stage fright?
I think at one point I remember clearly having one recital where I had like a huge memory slip. Mm-hmm. And of course it was not a very fun experience. But when you hit that, I think at the time it was just, you can't get any worse than that. Like, you've had the worst experience, so it's not going to get any worse than that. So there was only one way to go, and that was just up from there. So it definitely took some time after that. But it got to a point where I started to enjoy just playing in front of people. So,
you expressed that so well. Maybe you need to write the next book about that. That was really great. And so, where in your life are you? School and study?
I recently graduated from the University of Puget Sound with my Bachelor's of Science in Biology, with a double major in music. Right now, I'm taking a gap year, and I'm going to eventually try for a Master's in Wildlife Science.
Oh, wow. So you're the second person we've had today who's living clearly in two worlds. Who is your piano teacher at UPS?
Tanya Stambuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Who's does a lot of chamber music, too.
Mm-hmm. Part of the Finisterre Trio.
Sure. And so talk about that part of your life. Are you going to have time for a lot of chamber music and accompanying stuff in your life? Or are you a solo pianist? Or what do you do musically?
I've done a whole lot. I mean, I'm mostly doing a lot of solo stuff right now. I've done chamber quite a bit while I was still at UPS, still in school. I'm right now, one of my housemates is a cellist, and she and I are actually in a duo together. We're called Duo Con Fuoco, and we're hoping to put together some more stuff by the end of this year, maybe a couple performances.
Quite a few pretty cool things for duo, aren't there, for violin and cello?
Yeah,
duo.
Absolutely. We keep hearing about all these cool things on YouTube, for example. Mm-hmm. We've already put together several cool arrangements of some things, like, we did an arrangement of Gershwin's Three Preludes that was very popular. I've done some of my own arrangements of different pop songs and little mashups and things like that. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with it.
And talk about playing the Saint-Saëns Second Piano Concerto.
Mm-hmm, sure. It's a very fast and very very fiery kind of piece. I'm playing the third movement, and it's very different from the Debussy that I just played. It's a lot of shredding, mm-hmm. if I may say so. So it's very fast. It goes by very quickly, and it takes a lot of muscle and a lot of mental concentration for that. But it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
And kind of athletic.
You know, very athletic. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you had a chance to learn the rest of the concerto, or do you expect to one these times?
I haven't. It would be great to learn the rest of the concerto at some point. But.
Yeah. And it's the pianist, Brenda Miller, who was just playing for us, played Debussy for us. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you.
Have a great time tonight.
Thanks.
That concert tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow at